I'm Paul Foster for WNCW, and this is More to the Story. This week from the Greenville News, I'll be speaking with Ron Barnett, news columnist. Ron, thank you for being with us today.
Sure, thank you.
You are now doing a column that is called Real Life, Real People, and I like one thing you said when you were describing your career and your upcoming project. Everybody has a story, and everyone's is unique.
Well, yeah, I think that's true. Everybody is a unique individual, and we all have a lot in common. Everybody's take on life is different, and their path through life is different, and it's all interesting, I think. You know, some people, you know, do things that are maybe more interesting to read than others, but, you know, I really enjoy just meeting people and finding out what their life's about.
One thing the newspaper has been good at for so long, Ron, and certainly what we're dealing with here this week on More to the Story and what you're doing on a regular basis is that we don't always have to talk about hard news. We've got a lot of heart and soul to it. Can make you laugh, put a smile on your face. I'm sure you've got to be enjoying having fun. And for instance, let's jump into one of the things you wrote about, because you've got a connection with this and the Clemson Tigers theme song, the Tiger Rag. You said in a story that you wrote about this one that it's in your blood.
Yeah, that's right. I grew up right there on the Clemson campus. My dad was a head of the poultry science department for many years, and we grew up right there hearing the Tiger Band playing with. And ever since I was a little kid, I loved hearing that band go by. Loved the Tiger Rag. You know, it's just a great song, and I think it's the greatest fight song in college football.
Certainly resonates with Clemson fans after a big score going into the stadium or what have you, but it doesn't do so much good for somebody that's a Gamecock fan, right?
Well, that's true. It does have sort of a taunting kind of tone to it, I guess, if you're what it must feel like for them.
But one of the things we learned about you outside of your news writing, you have a hobby that you have enjoyed playing guitar over the years. Can you play the Tiger Rag?
Well, yeah. Matter of fact, I did. I made a recording of it. I took a recording of the Clemson marching band playing it, and I took my electric guitar and played. Added some parts to it. You know, it was a lot of fun playing the slide trombone part on my guitar. A lot of fun.
Let's move to something, and boy, this is a title that certainly caught my attention: Redneck Engineering. Controlling hurricanes, is that correct?
Yeah, that's just once in a while I have an idea, you know, something that seems like would work to do accomplish something, and it's sort of I have a buddy named Alan Sin who's been my best friend since third grade. We get together sometimes and talk about things, and came up with this idea of how to put a device that would. It'd have to be a huge device, but would capture the hurricane, control it, keep that hurricane from moving toward land. You know, we call ourselves the Pickens County Institute for Advanced Theoretical Redneck Engineering. You know, this is kind of a fun way to look at solving problems, serious problems, some of them. But sooner or later, I think we will figure out a way to control hurricanes. And so I like to have a little fun with some of my columns like that.
This hurricane season's been so crazy, that wouldn't be a bad idea at all. Just one more question about that. Did this have to do with something referred to as what would be giant paddle wheels in the water?
Yeah, that's sort of like a riverboat, you know, with the paddle wheels. You turn that up on its side, and it would go into the eye of the hurricane and just go up and capture the wind and you know, could generate electricity and do all kinds of things to hopefully at least hold the hurricane in place as long as it's just out there spinning in the ocean.
Our guest on WNCW's More to the Story from the Greenville News and also a part of the Anderson Independent Mail, Ron Barnett. Real life, real people. You know, we were having fun with a couple of the subjects we brought up so far. This one has to be taken, though, more serious. The national anthem controversy that's, of course, been going on in the NFL. Tell us about who you spoke to about this.
I called up my old friend, Benny Cunningham, that I went to high school with, and he played for Clemson, and then he went on to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I just wondered what he thought about the whole thing, because he's an African-American. He is, and solidarity with those who are kneeling, and this kind of helped me kind of put in perspective to think about what it must be like to be an African American and some of the things that they face, and the reasons that they're doing what they're doing, whether it's the best way to protest or not. I felt it'd be good to get a perspective of somebody local who actually been there.
No matter how you felt about this, if you thought it was wrong for someone to take a knee for the national anthem or for those that needed to make their voice be known, and that's why they were taking a knee, it wasn't to disgrace the red, white, and blue. You had said something about, if anything, this generates people talking.
Yeah, I think that's really what's needed, conversation about it. I feel like the symbolism of what they're doing is maybe stands in the way of that a little bit, because it was taken as an insult to the military and the flag and all that. But it does bring the issue out. I mean, that's the venue they had to highlight it. I think that's what's needed, though, is to talk about it.
When you reintroduced yourself to your readers, you mentioned some of the stories you'd been known for, some of the individuals you had crossed paths with. Wondered if you wouldn't mind talking about an individual by the name of Snack Daddy. Now, this was a pastor, correct?
Yeah, he was a part-time pastor, and he also had a full-time job working on the night shift at a factory, and then he would, in the mornings, he would get up, and he had a truck. I can't remember exactly what it said on the truck now. I'd have to look back at the story. It's been a long time ago. But I would see his truck going around town, and it caught my eye, and I think he had a phone number on there, so I called him up. And this was years ago. He would go around in the poor neighborhoods and with his ice cream and snacks and stuff, and basically just, you know, to be a good role model for the young kids and spread a little love. And I just thought it was a great thing he was doing.
And that's the kind of stories that you may be seeing in the weeks to come, folks, from Ron Barnett. Well, Ron, we wish you continued success as you continue to bring these type of fun and unique stories to the readers and followers of the Greenville News. Thank you for sharing that with us today on More to the Story.
Sure thing. I appreciate the call.
That's veteran news columnist of the Greenville News and the Anderson Independent Mail, Ron Barnett. I'm Paul Foster for WNCW's More to the Story, also available as a podcast at wncw.org.